You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
So we have a big concert coming up in Catskill. Yeah, it's called the Unreal Tour. Sanctus Real, Unspoken, and JJ Weeks. Yeah, all at Community Life Church in Catskill, Friday night, April 19th. Obviously, you can listen to this anytime and enjoy the incredible conversation that I had with Chris from Sanctus Real and Ariel from Unspoken.
Chris from Sanctus.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, no worries. And you know what? If you want, I have Ariel from Unspoken on hold, so I can merge the call if you guys are good to go.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, I'm recording. That's awesome, man. Thank you.
Sweet. Yeah, here we go. Do I have both you guys?
Hey, this is Mace Joe.
Hey, Joe, what's up, man?
Ariel, man, how are you doing?
I'm great. Great, great. Thank you for doing this, man.
Man, feels good to be back, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you what, man. Oh, we were praying for you, which is a good thing. So, Chris, and a lot of people want to know about Sanctus Real, you know. What's going on? Are they still around? What's happening?
Whatever happened to those guys, right?
I'm pulling your leg a little bit, but, you know, get you going.
No, I mean, it's a good question, honestly. Yeah, we're still going. I can't even count what record we're on right now. We're about ready to release a brand-new record in about 3 weeks, and yeah, it's great. It's great to be out playing shows and be making music and still be doing this after 20-some years.
Whoa. Boy, that went by quick. I tell you what.
No kidding.
We're all saying that now. What is it? Is it just me or is everybody I know? Like, we're looking at each other like, are we in the 90s? What happened to that? You know.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, I'm glad you're excited. You must be. I don't know exactly what the tour looks like. I mean, you know, you guys are going to be here in April, so you're out on tour right now, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. You taking care of the family and everything? Everybody good?
So far, thank God. Family's good. As far as family's good, then we can tour because that's all our priority, you know? If family's good, then we can tour.
There you go. What motivates you to get out and do that?
Well, Chris, you want to go ahead?
Sure, yeah. That's a great question, too, because it's definitely not just to play music. I mean, we all love music. I love being on the road with these guys, and we've toured before, but it's been many years, so to be back out with a good group of guys is awesome. That helps, you know, being away from home. But the real reason we do it is to share the hope of Jesus with people. And hopefully we can do that through our songs and through our stories. Especially, I think we all have stuff we can pull from and share in a real way with people at this point in our lives with all the stuff we've seen and been through. So, yeah, just to be real with people and share some hope and wherever that is, if it's in New York or I think tomorrow we're in Iowa.
Wow.
So wherever we are, man, that's what we love to do.
From somebody like me, you know, who just travels to work every day, it blows my mind how you guys wake up and three states later or something. I mean, it's incredible. God bless you, man.
Yes, it's definitely when you have family and that type of commitment, it's more difficult. And if we were to be 16 years old and single, hey, rock on, man, let's do it every day. But when we have family, we love family more than we love the ministry because that's how God establishes it. You know, you love your family, God first, family, and then the band. As far as we keep those priorities straight up, I think we'll be fine, you know, and we love doing this too. So,
how have you seen God work in what you're doing out, you know, touring and stuff? Have you got a good example?
Yeah, you know, every day we're on the road, I mean, it almost never fails to hear a story from somebody of, you know, somewhere where they were and hearing our song and how a song impacted their life and met them where they were. A lot of times, you know, it's from hearing it on the radio, honestly. I mean, we've had a lot of stories with Sanctus Real about people hearing the song Confident and helping them get through tough things. And the cool thing about that song is it's not just kids that have those stories. It's parents. It's adults. It kind of, for some reason, it's kind of impacted multiple generations. So, it's amazing the stories we do hear from town to town. People you know, your paths cross for that one moment, and they're telling you how your song helped them get through a diagnosis or a treatment, and it's humbling. It's amazing.
Hmm. Is there a I was kind of thinking about what's changed in 20 years.
My face.
Well, no, you know, listen, Ariel, you look good, man. I'm telling you, got a nice, good look. Stop it.
No kidding.
Dude, I used to have hair when we started this thing. I look at me now, you know?
Me too.
You don't need it. You don't need it.
But I noticed one thing that the pandemic did is a lot of gray beards coming out. Wow. So I'm kind of thankful I never was much one for a beard. I mean, I've tried, and it's just like it's pitiful. So maybe that's a blessing, you know? But
come on.
Yeah. Wow-wee. Well, Ariel, let me ask you that. Now, I know Unspoken's pretty big in prison ministry, right? You part of that?
Yes, sir.
How's that going? What's happened there?
Well, we're still asking when we are out, especially in the Illinois area, for some reason they are so open to provide shows to the inmates, and we've been probably six of them already, and repeats a couple of them, because it's funny, but this is non-believers that believe that God can make the difference in between in this guy's life or women's life, and going in there, seeing the stories, man, it's unbelievable. You know, sometimes we complain about many things, but when you are so restrained and somebody dictating you know what you're gonna do next, it's a different monster, you know. So, but coming in with music and just happy faces for them and being there for them, and just giving what we have, which is just songs and bringing Jesus to them, you know, in a different way. It's gratifying, man. It's extremely gratifying. I love it. You know, we love to do that. Every time we have an opportunity, we always try to catch up and you know, visit either that or home shelter or rehab house or halfway house. We do all of those, man. We love doing those.
Wow, that is pretty amazing. Watching, well, both, you know, and I mean, all of you guys, you got talent. I mean, that's a God-given, you know, gifts and talents and things. And I mean, with me, it's just like if God uses me, it's just a pure miracle. I mean, you know, so, but you guys are talented. You'd be good anywhere. You know, you guys would affect anybody. It's pretty amazing, a ripple effect that you guys have, and you probably don't even know about it. So God bless you for that. I mean, you know, I know it's being away. Now, Ariel, you still got a lot of family in Puerto Rico, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
How's that?
My mom is there, my in-laws, so yeah, my brother, so I still have a lot of family there.
Wow. Are they okay? I mean, I know that's probably a silly question, but
yeah.
Pretty okay, good.
No, it's not silly at all. No, they're prepping for the, they just started the new hurricane season, and you know, it's, as everybody knows, it's unpredictable, but yeah, man, we always stay and stand strong with our fellow Puerto Rican down there and our families, and asking God that, you know, he always watch over that little island, you know, in the middle of nowhere. So.
Yeah, that sometimes you must feel like you're getting picked on. You're like, God, why are these storms coming by here, man?
Well, listen, I'm gracious because there were like a huge, huge hurricane, like the 2017 Maria. That happens in, you know, you have hurricanes all the time, like either they go up or they go under, but for some reason, you know, this every couple of years you got a good one that goes, and from side by side and those are the ones that hurt the most, you know. But you know what? There's a lot of people, man, that are ready to help. And I discovered that when after Maria, and I'm just a quick call to a friend turned out to be, you know, over 250,000 pounds of food and generators, and just a simple call that probably didn't mean anything. And I was extremely sad because I'm not a good person for asking for favors, you know. But I started getting calls from friends. Hey, man, I know you have family there. How can we help? So for me, it was a little bit humbling experience because I'm not that good in that area. But God teach me a lesson, man, that we are a body, and when we need to be the brothers and sisters, we have to act like that. And that's what happened. And that's, you know, when the Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, and it was unbelievable to see the help from a lot of people. And a week later, I was there. The organization flew me down there, and I saw my parents. I showed up in my parents' house without, because there's no communication at all. I haven't talked to my parents in a week. Showed up in a home. So imagine that, you know. My mother went crazy. My father too. So it was a beautiful experience. And we were able to help the community down there, the church community. So beautiful thing, man. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Very cool. Very cool. Now let me switch back to Chris. Sanctus Real. Now you guys are out. You guys do an individual shows, right? I mean, on the show, you're individual. You take turns, or how's that work?
Yeah. Well, we kind of each have our own little show that we play during the evening, but at the end, we do come together and sing a hymn together.
Ooh.
And we have kind of, we're slowly but surely stealing members from Unspoken to play with us. So we're working on it. Ariel is, I think, third on the list because we already have a percussion player. So
and you have a great drummer too. So
yeah. So we're kind of sneaky up there. We already got the keyboard player a little bit.
I can hang you guitars. How about that? I don't know how to tune to save my life, but I can hang you guitars.
Oh dear.
Love it. Let's do it. So it's fun, man. It's a really, I've said it already, but being out with these guys is awesome. And also, J.J. Weeks opens up tonight, and he's just all-around amazing guy, great singer, awesome songs. And, so it's a cool little tight-knit family on the road with these guys.
You're on the same bus, right?
We split up between two.
Oh, I had heard that you were on the same bus, so I was going to pick on you about that because I've been on a bus, and I said, man, that's tight.
Tight. I mean, you know? Yeah, it was.
I mean, it's nice. It's better than a van, right?
That's true. Joe, I don't know if you know, but Sanctus Real was probably the first CCM band that opened the doors for us to touring for like a major tour. And Sanctus Real was the first band that we ever toured, and we were super excited. And doing this again with them is an honor and a pleasure, man. They definitely gave us a taste of what the road is.
Wow.
And we appreciate that. We're very appreciative of that.
That is pretty neat. Yeah. Pretty neat. We should do a thing. I bet you Wally in Nashville, I bet you he would do a thing like play Survivor on the bus. You have to vote everybody off. Start voting people off. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Who are you going to, yep, see? Who are you going to vote off? But I was going to say, what's a funny bus story?
Whew, that we can tell? Go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Kind of filter we might need here.
Oh,
I mean,
dear.
You're literally living together, so it can get dicey. I mean, it can be a matter of keeping certain things under control, like smells. I'll just say that.
I would think. Right.
You just said it. Oh, God. We got it.
Yeah, it can get a little funky. But, I mean, yeah, there's not really a story per se. It's just an adventure from day to day. There's always something that kind of needs to happen, maybe in the middle of the night, it seems, when it happens, when, like, a trailer tire will blow, and then somebody, I know Ariel's had to do it already on this tour.
Wow.
He gets woken up at, like, 3 a.m., and has to go change a trailer tire at the side of the highway.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we're part-time mechanics and part-time band members at the same time. So there's always, everybody kind of throws in and makes it happen, but yeah.
Well, one of
everybody throws in. Everybody throw everything in unless it's 3 a.m. in the morning. So they throw the drummer.
Yeah, right.
By himself. Feeling sorry for myself.
That'd be a tough one. But you guys have to eat together, right? You have to. Do you have to like pick what kind of food are we going to have today? Oh boy! Wow.
No, it's fun. It's fun because if you can tell, I eat whatever.
Nah, so
I don't think there's picky eaters here. You know, like we all try to eat together when we're on tour because it's like a big family. You know. And that's the best of the tour, you know, when we can mingle and spend time together.
That's true.
And knowing each other, you know, I think that's the best, you know, for insiders, you know.
Well, I'm taking a deep breath on that. Thank God for that. So that's good because, man, got to get along. that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I bet those 3 a.m., that's pretty trying, all right. That's amazing. So, you know, we'll pray.
It's challenging, man.
Pray for things to smooth out a little bit, you know? Oh, man. I mean, I know you grow when you're challenged, but you know, you guys would be like...
Yeah, but I don't want to keep growing, I'll tell you that.
Put a pause on it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your time very much. I really do. I know you got to go get a workout in or, like, run a couple of miles or a 3K or something. You guys are all...
I look like I running miles? Come on, man. You know me, bro. Chris, maybe.
Stop
Chris,
it.
Super swing guy, you know, discipline. I'm a slob, bro. I'm the worst.
Stop it. Oh, boy. All right. Well, listen, you can expand that percussion anytime you want. So that's kind of the thing now. You know, you can add anything
that's
you want.
That's true.
That'd be cool. Wow.
That's true.
God bless everybody involved. Well, we'll see you on the 19th, man. I appreciate that very, very much.
Awesome, man.
All right.
Joe, thank you. Thanks for your time,
thank
man.
You.
I appreciate you a lot. Looking
Thanks
forward to seeing you guys.
Yes. Thank you very much, Chris, Ariel. All right, man. God bless you. Take care.
Bye, buddy.
Okay.
Bye, buddy.
All right.
Bye.
Open a window.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.